Welcome, everybody, to the Tent and Event Rental Industry Podcast. This is your host, Paul Spatola, and you guessed it, I am back in the car. I've got a short little window here, so I'm going to try to make this one short and sweet. This concept of, am I too wide? This question to myself of, am I too wide, is the topic. This is going to be like an introduction to, are you too wide? Am I too wide? I don't know what I'm going to title it yet. We'll figure it out when I get to the published side of this, right? But I want to break this down as a longer term conversation, maybe something that continues in multi parts. Like, this is the introduction. It's short. I'm going to be quick, and then I'm going to come back to it, and then I'm going to come back to it again, and I'm going to keep coming back to it because before I started the podcast back up, and as I was thinking about some of the stuff I wasn't doing, I actually kind of thought to myself, man, like, I might just be too wide. I don't mean too tall. I don't mean like I'm spending too much money on overhead, right? I meant like I'm offering too many things and therefore I'm trying to do too many things, or I'm trying to do too many things and therefore I'm buying too much and not offering the right amount. I'm too wide, right? The question to myself several weeks ago was like, man, are you just too wide? And the answer is yes. I'm not referring to the foundation that I'm trying to build. I'm referring to the poor decisions that I made that I knew I should not have made that made it so I cannot maximize my equipment. So a different way to say this is, are you maximizing your equipment? I know I'm not. I know I'm not for several reasons. One of those reasons is I have too much equipment. We didn't talk on the last couple podcasts about the actual reason for me calling myself impulsive. So I'll break it down super quick. I've spent about $40,000 in the last 4 years in a way I should not have spent it. I bought tents out of the path that I set for myself. I added equipment, tents in this case, at times and in ways I did not plan to and should not have. I impulse bought round tables and bistro tables. I purchased linen without thinking that this isn't going to move more than maybe just this one time. Right? That would have been a good sub rental, for example. I bought resin chairs. I bought wood and built an arbor, stained it, built it, spent all this extra time. And I've rented it once. That's what I'm referring to in too wide. To be more specific, I have a total of 7 tents. 2 of those tents were an impulse buy because it was a phenomenal deal. I'm not mad about that as an individual action. I spent $700 and I got 2 basically brand new Eureka Elite 20 by 20 pole tops. It was a good deal. We all find those. We all pull those triggers. I'm not mad about that. But you start stacking all of those other decisions that I made, buying the bistro tables and only having rented them now, at least in general, on 2 separate rentals, way off return on investment for being in business, air quote, 2 years in a row. Buying the extra 60-inch round tables for the one job that needed all of them. Yes, they've moved. They're close to being, they're several, 5, 6, 7 rentals, probably 6 rentals away from being paid off. So not bad. I bought a shitload of 8-foot tables, brought them home from Albany, which is 3 hours away from my house, then went out and spent an extra couple $100s to buy all the materials I needed to rehab them. Then I spun myself out of control trying to rehab them so I could get them moved. And it turns out, as I expected, when I made the purchase, I didn't get them moved. So I'm too wide. I don't take resin chair Saturday and Sunday deliveries and setups because I don't want to do it, and because this particular summer was a little weird. Next year, moving forward, yes, it's going to make sense, but I jumped off in front of myself. A story for a different time is I'm renting warehouse space right now. It hasn't hurt me in terms of overhead yet. It shouldn't hurt me in terms of overhead because of the price I got on this. And again, a part of this is it's an outstanding deal for what I got. So I said, hey, common sense says do it. But The point is, all of those individual purchases, I'm 28-foot tables over what I can put under a tent. I bought 12 6-foot tables because they were one hell of a deal, like outstanding deal. If anyone individually off of a conversation said this was my deal, I'd say you should do it. But I don't have enough chairs to do and marry up to the tables, and I don't have enough tents to marry up the tables and chairs to put under the tent. I bought a bunch of light, string light, globe light, not globe light, bistro lighting. I bought a bunch of it because I was like, people need lights, and they do, and it's a great idea. But every single time somebody wants to put and ask me for lighting, I price it correctly, and then I think to myself, you know what? I don't want to do this. And after I send them the quote, I say, hey, you can put up your own lights. It's not going to bother me as long as they're down when we're back. And 9 out of 10 times, people say, you know what? You're right. Because they don't want to spend $2 per linear foot of light and make their $785 20 by 30 go up to now over $1,000, including damage waiver, and then higher than that with tax. It's a good idea to have bought the light. Don't get me wrong. The times that I do it, they make it, it makes its money. There's no question. But I just told you, I don't want to do the light. I talked them out of it. So I'm too wide. Right now I'm too wide. My phased plan, I'm in front of myself on the phased plan. Same thing with the trailer. I bought that trailer. It's very useful. Do not hear me wrong. The problem is that it's not big enough. I really can't overload the trailer because it's not big enough. It's not strong enough to be put through the paces of having itself overloaded. So I have to get creative. Sometimes that getting creative is overloading the trailer and doing something I really shouldn't do. I'm too wide. In order for those who are just starting, maybe you're in market research right now. If you're just starting, think about this question. Do you want to offer everything and stretch yourself too thin? Or do you want to do what you do really well? I believe, in my experience, one of the least talked about, openly talked about plagues of this rental world is that we're all actively trying to do everything so that we can make the extra dollar. A lot of times that works out beautifully. A lot of times, the older you get, the further into the business you get, the longer you've been in business, a lot of times that becomes a really, really large problem. Let's say you are at $550,000 and the warehouse space that you have isn't big enough. I want you to seriously take a look at what you're moving on a regular basis and tell me how much stuff you have that you don't actually need to keep. If you're $1 million and your warehouse is cluttered and your warehouse is hard to navigate, I want to know how much scrap you've got in there. I want to know how much trash, not garbage, but like shit you can actually throw away or sell is in that warehouse. Because if you really think about it, the bigger you get, the bigger the expenses become. If you're moving into a bigger warehouse because you don't have enough warehouse space, I'm seriously curious, how much of the stuff that you have do you need? That is my definition of wide. You're too wide. Because you're too wide at that size, now you could theoretically be top heavy. Now you're too top heavy. Your expenses, your overhead is too much. All of these things kind of blend together, but it's a little thing that's been plaguing me in the back of my mind. I'll use my own warehouse as an example. I got myself a warehouse space. It's an outstanding deal. There is more space than I am utilizing, which has been very, very helpful. However, if I didn't make some of those purchases, there's a really strong chance that I'd still be in my garage and in my shed, and I wouldn't have spent that money. So I would be saving now the rent yearly, and I would be saving the money that I didn't yet invest in my business. At the end of the day, it's really not a problem for me personally. But it is a thing I think about, and a thing I started thinking about before the podcast, because the question was really like, the genesis of the question is, do I need to buy more chairs and another tent? And I started thinking about how I would do just that, getting into my multi-phase plan. The problem is, in 2024, I'm going to follow my plan. And in order to complete the next phase, I need to buy a much, much bigger tent. The second phase of my plan brings me up to, it's really the third phase, but for all purposes of this conversation, the second phase of the plan brings me from five tents to eight. And the eighth tent is supposed to be a 30 wide or a 40 wide. I will choose 40 when the time comes. But that time is not now because I didn't fill the rest of the gaps the right way. If I decide to buy that 40 wide, I'm still going to need to buy more chairs. I'm still going to need to buy, let's say, a dance floor. I'm definitely going to need to think about how I'm doing this logistically, because the 6x12 trailer is not going to work putting five small tents out on a regular basis and then adding in a 40 wide for weddings, let's say, 8 times a year, 10 times a year. Is the return on getting the 40, like getting a 40 wide, it's for my plan, for what I do, where I am, that's an absolutely, I need to do that. But I'm not ready to do that yet, because I have bought and purchased equipment that I am not turning over. So as you're starting, as you're listening, as you're market researching, think about that. If you're in the market research portion of this, look at all of your competition in, let's say, 30 miles. I don't know. It's going to be different for you know, where you are in the country, but or in the world. But you're never going to go wrong with tables and chairs. So me having extra tables isn't truly bad. But because we're talking about market research and the person that's just getting started, if everybody around you has white folding chairs, it's a good idea for you to get white folding chairs. If everybody around you has 8-foot banquet tables, it's a good idea to buy 8-foot banquet tables. If 3 out of 10 companies around you have 72-inch round tables, I'm going to say for right now, not going to be a smart first purchase. If 1 company of 10 around you has Grecian columns, I'm going to say don't do that. Not my call. Your company, your vision, your design. But I do want to use this as a call to action, as an introduction, to say the concept of too wide, again, not too tall, not too top heavy. The too wide part is going to be something that I'd like to dig much further into. This is also going to be a good time for me to tell you that I am very seriously considering getting a YouTube channel started so that I can use Zoom, do some screen sharing, and show you what it is that I'm talking about. Put PowerPoint presentation, not a full presentation, but use the internet, use the tools that we have at our disposal to show you what I'm doing, show you the numbers, show you the finances, right? This is going to be one of those kind of topics that I think would have been more beneficial and will be more beneficial to do a deeper dive on by showing you the numbers and showing you the examples. I'll end it with this example. I really need to make the decision to get rid of one of my 20 by 20 tops. I have 3 total poles. When I bought those 2 20 by 20s for $700, they came with wood side poles and a metal normal aluminum center pole. My decision at that point was that I was not going to buy aluminum side poles, but something you all should know, under absolutely no circumstances am I going to use those wood poles. That's 100% preference. Like, definitely an absolute hard no. I do not like them. A couple of them are jacked up. All I have to do is paint them and they're perfectly fine, but that's not how I like to do it. So to go get those poles is going to cost me, let's say, $2,500. The problem is that I cut all of my ropes off my pole tents and I use ratchets. I have figured out, in my personal opinion, I have figured out a faster way to set up pole tents, personal opinion, by using the ratchets. And it actually was devised because I was doing these pole tents by myself. So using the ropes, just it wasn't cutting it. So I bought ratchets. So I've added, my point there is I've added a layer of expense and I need the poles. And now one of those two tops has a pretty serious slash in one of the valances. And I'm not really confident that I'm going to be able to repair it, even though I know how to repair it. So in my thought, I'm getting rid of one of those pole tops, which brings me to four instead of five. Five has been the calculation I've mostly been using, looking at 2024 projections. Again, this is why I say I wish I was doing this in front of a computer. Taking those four tents and using 8-foot tables and white folding chairs, no sidewall, no add-ons. Those four out at the same time, the variable, of course, being delivery, is a loose variable of $2,790 to put them all out at the same time. If I can get them out turn them over 20 times in my whole season, have to be back-to-back, just all together, that's going to be a little bit short of $60,000, which is, from our last episode, $20,000 more than my target. Okay? That was the moment when I said to myself, man, maybe I'm too wide. I made all these purchases and have done all these things when the reality of the situation is, for this being basically a side hustle or a part-time job for me, a part-time business, I don't need to buy more tents. $60,000 for a lot of us isn't going to be that bad. Now, of course, there's overhead, there's expenses, but I mean, there's a lot of take-home pay in that. And that was the whole point. I said, damn, maybe I don't need to spend another $2,000 on the top. Maybe I don't need to add more tents to get me to 7 in regular operation, meaning another 20 by 30 or 20 by 40 or both. Maybe I don't need to add another 200 white folding chairs. Maybe I don't need to add the extra sidewall. You see where I'm going with this. And the numbers really kind of proved themselves, because the other side of this is I'm not doing this 100% full time, which is where the ultra aggressive growth, ultra aggressive reinvest side of me starts to fight the let's use common sense side of me. To me, the question of am I too wide is answered yes. And when you think about, and when I try to use the same numbers, a potential 20 turns, $60,000, 4 tenths. I still have all of the other equipment. I can still do the resin chairs on the Saturdays and Sundays if I choose. I can still add linen and sidewall and lighting because I own it. So last year's investment, 2 years ago's investment, 3 years ago's investment, not terrible, but I'm not actually turning that equipment over every single week. That's my point of I'm too wide and I need to reconsider, and I am reconsidering how I'm going to use the phased plan more effectively than I've been using it. That's my question to you. Are you too wide? Are you turning over your equipment as often as you should be? As often as you can? Use that as a talking point with your sales teams. If you are large enough to have a sales team or an office staff who answer phones and put customer orders in and do customer service, use this question with them. Go find the data out if you've got the ability to find out the data. What do you have, if you don't already know, that isn't moving often enough? What is the version of enough? What can you get rid of? What can you sell? What can you throw away? What can you try to upsell? What can you try to sell to your clients? What feedback are you getting from your sales team or people that help you with the phones, or yourself if you're the only one, that make it so you can be more effective with the equipment that you have? Because I sure as hell didn't do a good job last year being basically lackadaisical moving my own equipment. And I sure as hell didn't do a good job being impulsive over the last 4 years, buying things to make myself what I thought of as a stronger foundation. It was a mask for me saying that was kind of stupid, but I'm going to go with it. My mask was, no, this is going to build out the foundation. Time is going to tell me that those purchases are not going to be bad. I know that most of you listening are going to see through where I'm going with that. We all know that's going to work, but it's only going to work if I put in the effort to turn the equipment, which brings me back to the point of being wide or too wide. If we're not turning the equipment, we don't need the equipment. If it's not bringing value to you financially, your family financially, your team, your business financially, it's not bringing value to your family financially, then get rid of it. Don't do it anymore. If you're thinking about buying something, but you don't have any data to back up at least one of those decisions, don't do it. You know, if you're thinking about what it is that you're doing, you are going to find a lot more success. So slow yourself down. Try to take one little page out of my book in making these mistakes and try to avoid those same mistakes, whether you're starting, whether you're in the middle, whether you're at close to the end. You know, if you've been in the business for 30 years doing $1 million and all is well and good, and you're getting ready to sell and have a succession plan, like, you can still scrap some of that stuff right now and try to put a little bit of money back in your pocket. So if you are too wide and you know it, I hope this helped. If you are getting into this and you're thinking about what you should be buying, I hope this helped. If you're somewhere in between and you're thinking to yourself, man, I'm not moving all my stuff, I hope this helped. If you're thinking about if you recognize that you're not moving all of your equipment, but you don't know what that equipment is, or you feel like you had a down year, or you feel like you had a weird little moment in your sales cycle or whatever, go back and review it. See what moved and see what didn't. See what your best performers were. How many times did your chairs, any and all chairs go out? How many times did any and all of those tents go out? Right? Use the data that you have, or take a little bit of time to figure out how to get that data, and ask yourself the same question. Are you too wide or not? If you are wide, but it lines up with your future planning, that's not a bad problem. But if it doesn't line up with your future planning and you've got too much stuff and there's too much shit in your warehouse and there's too much trash and you're not moving your equipment, ask yourself why. Figure out why and then do something about it. So at any rate, this wasn't quite as short as I was hoping it was going to be. I really appreciate all the support. I appreciate all the love. If you haven't already, please follow, please like, please share. Keep your ears out for upcoming YouTube conversations here. I'm going to try to get into that in the next several weeks. If you haven't given me a rating, I'd really appreciate it. Any Spotify users out there, I'd really like a rating out there on Spotify. It's pretty interesting the varied differences in where you're listening from based on device, country, and the host being Spotify or not. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun now that I'm kind of getting back into it here and to kind of close it. This is going to be a topic that I come back to on a couple different occasions moving forward. And I'd like to try to set this up with a YouTube, with potentially somebody to jump in here with me and kind of talk about this, because part of this question actually came from somebody that I talked to about the rental world. So if I can get them on to shed their light and kind of share their message about this specific topic, I think it'll be a lot more valuable than this 20 minutes was. But I do want to keep doing this and keeping this topic as a part of a multi-series conversation. So if you liked this, please let me know. If you want to hear more about this, please let me know. I'm trying to gauge that. And gosh, I think that's about it. This is Paul Spatola with the Tent and Event Rental Industry Podcast. Text me, call me if you'd like to, 585-303-1336. You can shoot me an email, paul@rochestertentrentals.com or pspats44@gmail, which is pspats44@gmail. This is Paul with the Tent and Event Rental Industry Podcast, and thank you.